Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 8, The Function of the Church, the House of the Living God, and the Pillar and Base of the Truth, Saturday. Related Verses, Titus 1:1, Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's chosen ones, and the full knowledge of the truth, which is according to godliness. 1 Timothy 2:4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 2:19 and 25. However, the firm foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. In meekness, correcting those who oppose, if perhaps God may give them repentance unto the full knowledge of the truth. Ephesians 4:13 through 16. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related Reading. Reality comes from knowledge of the Bible plus heavenly enlightenment and personal experience. To see the reality, we first need to spend time in the Word to be nourished and to become familiar with the doctrines of the Bible. The basis for enlightening is our knowledge of the doctrines. Then we need to daily walk in Christ, looking to Him for enlightenment. Once we see the reality by the Lord's light, the reality will become our experience. Then we will have life and truth. When every brother and sister is full of life and truth, the church will be strong as the house of the living God and the pillar and base of the truth. This is what is needed in the Lord's recovery today. May the Lord have mercy upon us all and grant us the sufficient grace to have the proper practice to be filled with life and truth. 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the church is the pillar and base of the truth. The pillar and base of the truth is the entire church, including all the saints, not only the elders and the leading ones. In ancient times, buildings were supported by pillars or columns, each of which rested on a base. Paul referred to this architectural feature to illustrate that the church is the pillar and base to bear the truth. Most of the saints probably do not have a deep sensation that they are responsible to bear the truth. To understand what it means to bear the truth, we may consider the example of Paul in Galatians 2:11 through 14. Peter's shrinking back from eating with the Galatians was contrary to the truth of the gospel. And Paul saw this. Compared to Peter, Paul was a young apostle. However, Paul saw that Peter did something contrary to the truth. Perhaps if we had been in Paul's place, we would not have rebuked Peter. Paul, however, wrote, "When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned." Paul rebuked Peter, for although Peter was older and more experienced, at that instant, Peter was doing something that was not according to the truth. Paul was thus bearing the truth. He was a pillar and base of the truth. The Bible does not say that the apostles are the pillar and base of the truth. Rather, it reveals that the church, which includes every believer, must bear the truth. If every saint does not bear the truth, the church will not be strong, but will merely be a group of people who do not know and practice the truth, but leave everything to the elders. This is a poor church. While a brother is speaking, all the saints need to discern whether or not he is speaking according to the truth. Every saint should be ready to stand up and say something to uphold the truth. In order for the church to be strong, every brother and sister must know the truth. Paul refers to the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. The church being the pillar and base of the truth implies that every member of the church should know the truth. We need to make a decision to learn the truth. For the sake of the spreading of the church to new localities, there is a need of leading ones, some who can bear responsibility. If we learn the truth and practice the reality in the daily church life, every member will be able to bear some responsibility. Then wherever we spread, there will be no problems. Every local church will be strong.